Are you looking for that perfect St. Valentine's Day gift for your spouse? Well, how does a weekend away with quiet time to talk over a cup of coffee or maybe your favorite brew and really diving into the beauty and truth of your Catholic marriage? Well, I believe that would be a much better gift than a box of chocolates. Or better yet, bring the chocolates along with you to the Two Become One retreat at Mount Angel Abbey. Joining me today to give you more details is one of the presenters at the retreat, Patricia Mackey. Good morning, Patricia. Thanks so much for joining me again today.
Good morning, Brenda. Thanks for having me.
Sounds like a wonderful weekend. I think many people, especially after these long years of COVID, be great to get away and really focus. So, you know, before we talk about the retreat, I'd like to ask you, as a licensed counselor, have you seen in your practice how the pandemic's kind of affected marriages?
Oh, absolutely. And I think there is a really fascinating thing happening that none of us from the field of marriage ever expected. You know, we're seeing the stress and the strain and the difficulty that the pandemic has been putting on marriages. But what the research shows us is that couples are coming through and they're staying married through it. They have kind of taken on the pandemic as a crisis that they're tackling together. And where we expected to see divorce rates really rising as a result of these pandemic years, we've seen them drop. And we've seen marriages getting stronger.
Wow.
And so it's something that we're so excited to see. Not that we're happy about the pandemic, but we're happy to see how couples have really pulled together during this very difficult time.
Well, I can assure you that for myself and my husband, it was a time where we had to deal with issues that, well, nobody had ever experienced before, especially in those early days of the pandemic, you know, really trying to understand what we were going through, how we were arranging our work schedules and taking care of the children. Boy, there was a lot to cover, but you're right. I think that, you know, marriages, you know, couples were coming together and saying, well, we've got to find a way through this. Well, coming up on May 6th through the 8th is the Two Become One retreat. It's happening at Mount Angel Abbey. Patricia Mackey joining me today to talk a little bit about this. Patricia, in the retreat, you're going to help couples explore the beauty of the Catholic marriage. Kind of speak on that a little bit.
Yes, this is a really unique opportunity because not only have we come to a beautiful location in the Abbey, but we have access to all of the sacraments. So this is an opportunity to really come and see the church coming together for your marriage. We have Father Matt Libra to speak on the beauty of the sacrament of marriage. We have Brother Louis is going to come, and he kind of gives our ending talk and talks about, again, just the power of marriage and its symbol as God's love for us and God's love for the church. It's just a really beautiful opportunity to look at marriage through the unique theological viewpoint of the Catholic Church. And again, while being surrounded by the beauty of the Abbey, by being surrounded by the monks and the priests that are there at the Abbey, really coming together, it's a unique opportunity. We really get to meet many of the brothers and the fathers there at the Abbey who are taking time away from their busy schedules to come and serve the couples that attend this retreat.
Well, for anybody who has spent any time up on the hilltop there, well, you can obviously see how being there in that beautiful place, along with all of the monks that are there to kind of guide you along the way, well, it's going to be the perfect setting. Well, many young couples perhaps postpone their weddings during the pandemic and now are rescheduling and getting things back on track. This is an opportunity for engaged couples to fulfill marriage prep requirements for the Archdiocese of Portland. Can you share with me what is the benefit for engaged couples to experience the retreat with married couples?
Yes, this is my favorite part of this retreat. And honestly, this is what we've gotten the best feedback about. Couples love being there together. So for the engaged couples, there are two tracks. So there's a few times where the engaged couples will all be together and the married couples will be together. But for the most part, we are doing this together. We are walking on this journey together. The engaged couples are so enlivened by the fact that these married couples don't have to be there. They're not fulfilling a requirement for marriage. They're choosing this. They are choosing to keep giving life to their marriage. And the witness of that for our engaged couples is so big. And our married couples just talk about how refreshing and how exciting it is to see these engaged couples who are still so excited at the beginning of their journey. It invigorates their marriage. And so having both sets of couples throughout the entire marital lifespan, is a really sweet treat for all of us to get to experience and share together.
Patricia, have you found that for engaged couples who are coming, perhaps maybe listening to some of their conversations with, we'll say, more experienced or longer married couples, are they curious to know and find out about some of the things that married couples have overcome and some things that they can learn as an engaged couple or newlywed that's going to help them through the troubled times that married couples kind of have lived through?
Of course. And I think that's one of the things that's really beautiful is not only do we have presentations on real life skills, right? What do we do when we get into conflict? What do we do when we're struggling? But there is this conversation that's happening. Some of that's structured where we're actually facilitating small group discussions. And some of that's just natural. You know, we spend one of the evenings down at the brewery, and that's such a beautiful place to start having these conversations over meals during break times of the couples really getting to share their life experience. What have they seen? What have they gone through? What was hard? And just being able to share with the engaged couples their life experience. What have they truly lived? Not just what does the research say and what does the church say and what are these tools that we're giving them, but what does that look like in lived experience? And that's all right there within this weekend.
Oh, I love meeting engaged couples in the different events and things that we have gone on. First question always I ask them is, wow, how did you meet? And you want to know their story because everybody has a story. It's going to be a great opportunity for couples to maybe remember their own story while they're sharing it with somebody else. Patricia, you've said that you've got a lineup of speakers that include Father Matt Libra, Brother Louis de Montfort there at Mount Angel Abbey. Kind of go through how these days are going to be scheduled that allow for couple time and presentation time. Maybe that social time too.
Absolutely. So Friday night, we gather at the Abbey. We're all coming from our busy lives. Maybe we're leaving kids at home. We're leaving work. And so we arrive at the Hilltop. And so Friday night is really about slowing down. Father Matt Lieber provides the Friday night keynote. So he kicks us off, really helping us kind of center ourselves at the Abbey, center ourselves in where we're at, why we're coming together. And then couples are able to just spend time together. There's some guided questions. There's dinner, and then there's just this time for couples to kind of go for a walk or go back to their room and really spend time coming down off of their busy week, months, years, and really get that couple time. Then we wake up Saturday morning, and we start going through more of the nitty-gritty, so to speak. So you can wake up early if you are an early riser or you just want to experience life on the Hilltop, and you can join the monks for Liturgy of the Hours early in the morning. And we have breakfast all together, and then we start to talk through the prepare and enrich inventory. And we do a checkup version. So the couples that have been married for a while, just getting a checkup. What's going well in our marriage right now? Where do we want to focus? From there, we have an opportunity to talk about married sexual intimacy. The engaged couples get an introduction to NFP during this time, and it's just really a beautiful opportunity. We also have an opportunity to attend reconciliation and then a private mass for just the retreatants. And then we kind of have a social hour as the evening winds down. And then on Sunday, we again get to join the monks for mass. There's a special blessing for all of the married couples, and Brother Louis provides us with kind of our closing talk to really help us remember why our marriages are sacred, why our marriage is important, and why we're going back out into the world.
Oh, it sounds like a beautiful weekend. As much as we'd love to stay on the hilltop, well, we've got to go back to lives and take what you've learned at this wonderful retreat and put it into practice. It is coming up May 6th through the 8th. I can't think of a better St. Valentine's Day gift for your spouse than, well, the gift of a retreat. Patricia, where are people going to be able to find more information about the retreat and sign up?
Absolutely. The registration is at everydaycounselingpdx.com. And you can also find information and a link to the registration page on the Abby's retreat page.
Sounds good. And I know it's going to be a beautiful retreat there on the hilltop at Mount Angel. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me, Brenda. I really appreciate it.
And again, that is Patricia Mackey. She's going to be one of the leaders of the Two Become One retreat coming up May 6th through the 8th. I will be sure to add a link to where you can get right to the information on the retreat and also find out some more information about Patricia and her practice. You're going to find the links on the podcast of this interview, materdeiradio.com.